Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Hey, it's the weekend, and you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. If you're new to the show, hang on. We're going to do a little bow camp prep this week. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Welcome to the show. It's the Grilling Guys, the smokiest show on the radio, and we really just want to help add a little flavor to your world and maybe make you a little more comfortable at your grill. Maybe make you laugh a little bit while you're driving your kids to football practice or whatever you're doing. But most importantly, we're just happy that you're hanging out with us. And we are going to talk about getting ready for what I consider to be the greatest time of the year.
Absolutely. No question. I'm giddy already because I missed this last year, and I made damn sure that it wasn't going to happen again this year, and that everybody's got a group of buddies, or at least if you don't, I feel sorry for you, but everybody should have a group of buddies like I've got that I grew up with. We all went our different directions, but there's one time a year that we all do all we can to get back together, and that is a bow camp, all right? And a bow camp, for you that don't know what that is, that's a reason for a bunch of guys that only see each other once a year to get together, sit around the fire under the guise that we're going bow hunting. And some actually do, but most of us just sit in one of those pop-up chairs and drink a cold one and rehash the stories of our lives and get caught up and check out what guys are doing. And mine is the 5th, 6th, and 7th of October. So I'm a little less than a month out, and I assume the position of camp cook. Imagine that, right? But we, through the Grilling Guys, have accumulated a mass of cooking toys, right, Bob?
That's right.
And we get to bring them along and bust them out and make some food for your buddies that maybe they don't get every day. And I've got a couple little tricks up my sleeve, but I'm going to tell you, I want to ask you a question, Bob. I've got both back straps out of the deer I shot last year. Michelle's not a big venison fan, so I've got two whole back straps that I'm going to bring to bow camp this year. So they're not quite a year old. It was late October when I shot my buck last year. They're whole. They've been in the cryovac all year in the freezer, frozen solid. There's no freezer burn on them because you can see through that stuff. It was vac sealed well enough. So I'm going to pull those things out a few days before camp and get them thawed out. But how do you think I should cook those? I've got a few ideas in mind, but I'm interested in your opinion.
Go to thegrillingguys.com.
All right.
Go up to the top search bar on the right.
Right.
And punch in venison.
Okay.
You'll find something that's called Tasty Deer Treats.
Okay.
Now, that was a recipe given to me by my good friend Greg Brown. He's a realtor out in Smyrna. He just came and picked up one of my smokers the other day because he's having a birthday party. He's got an airstrip on his property.
Okay.
And he loves that recipe, and it's perfect for a tenderloin because you basically unfurl it. So you unroll it like a pinwheel, right? You turn a loin into a long, flat piece of meat by cutting the edge around and rolling it out. And then you stuff it with apples. I'm going from memory. Jalapeno. I can't remember what else. Seems like some sort of a cheese. And okay. It's beautiful. And then you tie it up with butcher's twine.
Right.
And you smoke it. And then you baste it with some oil at the very end. And you sear it. And, it is just...
So I'm taking it out of the smoker, putting a little color on it on the grill?
Yeah, you can. And most people listening probably don't have a smoker, so they're going to do it an indirect on their grill, right?
Okay, yep.
Let's say you got a Weber kettle.
Right.
Get your coals on one side, throw this bad boy on the other side. But if you go to thegrillingguys.com and look in the search bar for venison, you'll see a bunch of venison recipes. One is called Tasty Deer Treats, It's foolproof. And for that piece of meat, see, now you've got a year-old piece of meat that's been in the freezer.
Yes,
so it's not top-notch.
That's correct.
It's not bad.
Right.
But you're going to notice a little difference.
Right.
I mean.
So dress it up a little bit. And
it does.
Don't make the meat do all the work.
It does. That's right. The beautiful right. thing of it. And it's apples and jalapeno. How cool. You ever have apple pepper jelly some cream cheese?
Yeah.
That's what you have with a little venison in it.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Right. And that'll be a neat presentation, too,
because man.
I'll pull that thing off the smoker hole and then just slice it up in medallions.
As you float across the crowd in angel status,
yeah,
they'll be dropping.
Right.
They'll just be passing out. Thinking it's the rapture.
Right. And I've not made that recipe, but if you are cooking the back straps off a deer like I'll be doing at that camp.
Take them off the deer first.
Right. Yeah. But my point is don't overcook them. Right. This is a super lean piece of meat. If I'm going to put a little cheese and apple and pepper in there, it adds a little bit of fat, but not a lot.
Yep.
And some people wrap them in bacon to give them a little bit of fat.
You know what?
Too.
It might have that on it too.
Okay.
It's been, I'm going to say, 6 years since I made it.
All right.
So
well, I'll look it up.
I don't remember.
That's a great resource, that grillingguys.com
it
website.
Is.
I forgot about
that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, last week, Mr. Sobey was on talking about Chuck, and I got a half of a cow in my freezer.
Oh.
So I went home and pulled out, it was a Chuck roast, about 2.6 pounds, not big. Most of the people are out of our house now, so I had
you're scaling back.
I had the slaughterhouse make them all smaller.
Right.
So I thawed that baby out, and I just put some garlic and some sea salt and some coarse black pepper, and I threw it on my Cajun on the side.
Charcoal grill.
Just on the side, indirect. And I didn't even put any flavor wood on it because the wife's not big on smoke. But I think I left that thing on there about 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And pulled it off, and the garlic was crushed and sitting on top, and so were the onions. And I took it off and gave it to my bride, my best girl, put it in a big pot, and she broke it up, cut the fat and grizzle off it actually myself. But then she made a stew out of it.
Oh. With some potatoes, carrots.
Oh.
The garlic and onions were already in there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Some sort of little gravy some sort. Yeah.
Unbelievable. But that was just, freezer meat. So I'm saying if you're heading to deer camp, and I've got an old school freezer my father-in-law gave me like 25 or 30 years ago. And it was 30 years old when he gave it to me.
When they build them to last.
Oh, man. Yeah. And it's so big, I'll probably never get it out of my basement, but the thing never breaks.
Right.
But it also doesn't defrost. Right. I have to defrost it now.
Right.
Because it's so full of beef, the door didn't shut very well, and it got a bunch of frost in it.
Right.
So I'm going to pull everything out in a bunch of coolers, unplug it, thaw it out, resort it, probably chuck some stuff. But I'm going to find a few old packs of venison.
Always do.
Right? And maybe some steaks I bought on sale or some stuff I want to get out of the freezer. And that's what I'll use for my first batch of jerky for opener bow season.
Right.
And I'm going up next weekend to move the trotwood. And
you're bumping up against disrupting your deer pass if you get up there that late.
Nah, not at all.
Yeah.
They get used to us pretty quick.
Right.
Yeah, they walk right through camp sometimes.
Right.
Yeah. The young ones.
They
do.
Know there's nobody there that's accurate.
We're sitting at the fire at night, and they just like walk through. It's like, there's people here.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, so I will be going up next weekend with the boys to move the trotwood into a new location. Yeah. And
there again,
maybe
another great
make
time.
Make a fire.
Right. Another great time. Coming up next, you're not going to want to miss this. We got a guy named Merle from a place called Allen Bob's. And they are an elite sporting goods dealer in the greater Grand Rapids area. And he's got some great ideas for some new equipment and how to tune up that you have. Stick with us. We'll be back.